and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo, bo, bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Hey, rubber ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush?
You would?
Okay, how's this?
Hey, you want me to scrub behind your ears?
Oh, I see. You don't have any ears, do you?
Well, how about your tummy?
Scrub his little ducky tummy.
Ooh, he's ticklish.
Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Welcome, everybody, to the first edition of Soapy Serenades. Obviously, we are a bath time show, so I hope that all of you are sitting down in your bathtubs enjoying yourself a nice little tub. So that first song was by the incomparable, the understated Ernie from Sesame Street. That was Rubber Ducky, an ode to a best friend of whom you may share a tub with. So, Scrub-a-dub-dub, y'all. These are some tunes from the tub. Like I said, I'm your host, Colin. I previously hosted a show called Local Anesthesia, but we've diverged. Not to be separated for long, because I should be with him on Thursday's edition of Local Anesthesia at 5 p.m. If you are all tuning in then. That being said, don't drink and drive, folks. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you all for tuning in with me today. I've got a delightful little show for all of you. I've got a lineup of bath and water themed songs right off the bat. Then I have an insufferable lineup of some tunes that I'm sure that many of you will shake your head at, maybe even groan a little bit, let out a deep, unenthusiastic sigh, but we're going to be ending it off on a high note as well. So I say get your loofahs, get your sponges, get your body wash and shampoo, and if you're feeling frisky, maybe even a little bit of conditioner, oh boy, because the next song that I have for you is, you know what, let's just hop into it. Let's hop into the tub. Ooh.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub-a-dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and be
saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, reeling with the beer, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing.
all the time. Present company accepted. Present company accept the worst. It happens every night. Present company excluded every time. Sometimes friends are mean. Present company expected. Present company just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company excluded in every way. Present company makes me want to stay. Killing it with close inspection. Killing it can only make it worse. Sort of makes it breed. Present company accepting. Presently we all expect the worst. It works just like a knee. Present company excluded in the night. Present company included in the fight. Everybody's getting younger. It's the end of an era, it's true. And you go.
I love that song so much. That last song that you listened to was Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System, the project of James Murphy off his album This Is Happening. This Is Happening! Before that was So Fresh, So Clean, the radio mix by Outkast. I was really concerned. At one point they said Mother Fathers in that song, but I misheard it and I thought that the studio ops were going to get me. But I think that we're in the clear. And then before that was the surprise, not so surprise, Splish Splash by Bobby Darin, which is, you know, typical Bat song. If you think Bat song besides Rubber Ducky by Ernie, I think you might come to the conclusion that Splish Splash is the bath, because it says Splish Splash, I was taking the bath. Anyways, before this, I just had class, and it's an English class, because I am an English major, and we read Walt Whitman, and oh my god, I have never had an experience like this before where I've been just so blown away by a person's writing. I just want to give you two quotes that that really stuck with me when I read Leaves of Grass. They're pretty well-known quotes, so they I don't know if you are big literature people out there, big literature freeformers, then you might know these. Do I contradict myself? Very well, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. Oh, bar. And then I bequeath myself to the dirt to grow from the grass I love. If you want me again, look for me under your boot soles. What? Walt Whitman, you didn't have to go that hard. Oh my. What an amazing, amazing dude. Kind of based in some aspects. So if you haven't read that, give it a read. You never know. Those transcendental ideas, they kind of stick with you. Go to the woods. Take a walk in nature. Go down to a lake. Touch grass. Always some good advice. The next couple of songs that I got for you, I got three songs lined up that have to do with water. So, I think that that correlates a little bit with bath time. You know, more often than not, you need water for a bath. So, yeah, The next song that I have for you isn't about a bath, but rather an outdoor bath of sorts for a plant. This is just got smelly. It's smelly in here. It's Brad Stank, folks. This is Brad Stank with Watering the Garden. Fun little instrumental here.
Remember, we used to run high. shadow that cargoes, I take you one time. We're counting all the numbers down to the waterline. When neon misses on the dogleaf stairway, friends kisses in the darkest doorway. Fuck home. Shoulder. Up comes a coaster, fast and silent in the night. Over my shoulder, all you can see are and her jeans are torn. Your hands are cold, but your lips are warm.
Water. You are
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Soapy Serenades. This is your host, Colin, speaking, and thank you all for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song that you listened to was Love is Thicker Than Water by Andy Gibb, the younger and youngest brother of the Gibb brothers, of the Bee Gees. Tragically died at a young age, but that's neither here nor there. Let's keep things positive. The one before that was Down to the Waterline by Dire Straits, which, as I was just explaining, the guitarist Mark Knopfler, if you don't know this already, his distinctive kind of punchy and like very flicky sound, I guess, comes from the fact that he doesn't use a pick. He only uses his fingers to play, which is crazy. So if you're trying to learn, oh, I don't know, a little song like Money for Nothing or Sultans of Swing, toss that pick away because you will not need it. If you're trying to play it true to how Mark Knopfler plays it, just use your fingers. You got them. You don't need to pay money for those things unless, I don't know, you don't got them. In which case, I feel really bad. Anyways, and the one before that, like I said, was Watering the Garden by Brad Stank, who's pretty underrated, I'd say. I'm going for a very, like, indie, bubbly, fun vibe, because, after all, we are all in bathtubs, right, folks? If you're not, then you should be. You should be having a nice little bubble bath. So, anyways, the next song that I have for you all is, just wanted to say I'm really excited because I'm training a lot of new freeformers, new DJs, in the next week, so I think that forms are actually out today, so if you are a new DJ who is looking for a show to learn how to be a DJ, come on my show. It'll be for 2 weeks. Soapy Serenades is going to be this week. The next cycle of shows when you sign up for training should be next Tuesday at 2 p.m. You will be on with me, and it will be great, and it will be an awesome time, I promise, because I'm kind of sick. So, anyways, just a little plug right there. The next song that I have for you also died tragically at a young age. Christ, why do I do this to myself? So the next song that I have for you is Ballad of Big Nothing by Elliott Smith. So, enjoy it. Also, really quick, this is the start of the Insufferable track list. So, the next three or four songs are absolutely insufferable, the artist alone. So, anyways, back to it. Enjoy.
Little thing with the dirty mouth, he's always got something to say. in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
All right. I lost two let me see. Yeah, only two. That's actually not bad. I was expecting more. I lost two listeners during that insufferable arc for the show. So that was actually decent. Thank you all for sticking with me through that. I was just really feeling a little bit of Elliott Smith, Radiohead, and the Smiths. So hope that you enjoyed that. So I want to speed up these next couple of songs because I noticed that I'm running out of time and I want to give the next DJ ample time to get themselves situated. So the last two songs that you listened to were Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by the Smiths, and then Nude by Radiohead. I think that they took like 10 or 11 years to make that song because they kept on redoing it and they didn't want it for a certain album, yada yada yada. So very cool stuff right there. Even cooler though is the next song that I have for you, because it's from an artist known as Pink Navel. And Pink Navel is a local artist, typically plays at, I would say smaller venues, such as Crystal Ballroom, but they also host shows on Knobs, which is kind of their own doing. It's like a DJ set kind of thing. And you'll hear how really innovative they are with this this new single that they put out, because they're producing it with Kenny Siegel, who is renowned as one of the best hip hop producers today. Having that with Pink Navel's influence turns this track into one of the most interesting tracks I've heard all year. And I may be a little bit biased because I do happen to know Dev, which is really cool. Really cool. Because I took I did photography for them last year during a set. Anyways, let's get to the music. Because I have two more songs, and then I'll say goodbye to you all, and then I have my last song. So, this song is the new single off of the upcoming album by Pink Navel. This song is called Present Vendor.
Is present when the player needs a quiver of needles, or when the enemy is rabid and they expect you to seal him across the canopy, building a bag so massive and feeble it's none other than the traveling vendor, masterful beetle, quite thrifty, non-glitchy, hobbles quickly through the great plain in search of parts, significant inventory to placate, acts that amass the difference of a certain health percentage, beetle pushes forward so that he will become one of a mention sought, one helpful ballast on his roll in the plateau's greatest battle since their catastrophic fall, as the rose bloom of calamity calls, one could ask how the people of the land will resolve and seek courage in his timeline, saw a passionate merchant at the forefront of a storefront at a stable, a staple of what the war done, the importance that'll shape him, but enemies had to force him to hide away before the worst comes. Beetle been there bossing, beetle been exhausted, beetle been apostle, beetle biggest part of needing beetle often, beetle been the weapon, beetle been the lesson, beetle been the blessing, beetle been obsessed with needing beetles bending. Beetle been there bossin', beetle been exhausted, beetle been apostle, beetle biggest part of needin', beetle often. Beetle been the blessing, beetle need the lesson, beetle been the blessing, beetle been obsessed with needin', beetle's ending. Beetle found the window to appear in secret hideouts to design an act that would go far in aiding as a symbol, masquerading arms akimbo as assistant with a tin nose or a backpack, slowly traveling routes to classically central. The villagers of every region came, showing love to Beetle, capturing value up in his name, trading ways to keep calamity away, supplying arrows, bombs, elixirs, and the same to every hero that passively passed his frame. If it were boats or bags, walking, sailing up, Beetle identified persistence in the bitches of his glove and how his hand would fit, and how in demand he is, and felt as satisfaction glamorously hit, reflected on the path that barely set his whim. And if honestly you analyze the group, Beetle did the most with what his body let him do. His noodles could have stopped the monster flocking in the troop, but surely he supplied the kind of iron that'll do. Beetle been there bossing, Beetle been exhausted, Beetle been apostle, Beetle biggest part in needing Beetle often. Beetle been the weapon, Beetle been the lesson, Beetle been the blessing, Beetle been obsessed with needing Beetle's bending. Beetle been there bossing, Beetle been exhausted, Beetle been apostle, Beetle biggest part in needing Beetle often. Beetle been the weapon, Beetle been the lesson, Beetle been the blessing, Beetle been obsessed with needing Beetle's bending.
As I'm getting older, chip upon my shoulder, blowing through life, you roll over and die.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, oh oh.
Missing you, good John, sad the days are gone, remembering things just to tell them so.
So long. La 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 la, la.
This has been Soapy Serenades, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. And remember to scrub behind your ears. This has been Colin. Good night.
Stay afloat.